Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Hey there. Happy Monday. Let's get right to it. So much to talk about. John Hancock, we knew we were going to have to do a Donald Trump segment tonight because we had...
Found out a couple hours ago we were going to have to do one.
Well, no, we had the... You know, all of his people are coming out with books, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's coming out with books. So a book came out and said that in his big military parade, he didn't want to have injured veterans there because it makes him look weak as a leader.
Saw that.
They have pictures of his toilet in the White House with... documents being flushed down it.
Saw that.
And then the news broke about 2 hours ago that the former president of the United States, his house in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, was raided by the FBI. More than a couple dozen FBI agents.
Well, they executed a search warrant.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Showed up more than a couple dozen FBI agents, and one of the things they went through was his safe in his private office. Conspiracy theories are running amok by on the right, celebrations happening on the left. To me, this is kind of sad, the whole thing.
It is.
We should not even be here in this place.
Yeah, I mean, it's unprecedented for the Federal Bureau of Investigations to execute a search warrant on the home of a former president of the United States. Never happened before. And, you know, in order to get a search warrant, the FBI has to go to a judge, and they have to demonstrate probable cause, at least to the judge's satisfaction, that evidence of a crime will be secured at the place of the search warrant. Now, we don't know what the crime is that they're investigating. We've heard reports tonight that it's related to documents that Donald Trump removed from the White House when he left on January the 20th in the morning. And what is said is that some of those documents are classified documents. Now, this is kind of an interesting case. I don't want to get too deeply into the weeds here, but when you have a probable cause hearing in front of a judge, the only side that gets to argue is the FBI. They make their case in front of the judge. There's no lawyers on the other side contradicting anything they're saying, and then the judge makes a decision to grant or reject the search warrant. But the issue about classified information is interesting as well, because the President of the United States has unilateral authority. It's called plenary authority to classify or declassify any document. And so if the president deemed those documents to be unclassified when he left, now he would have had to proactively made that
gone through a process. Yes.
Then there's nothing to see here on that in that case. But I don't know. This is you better hope that the FBI really has something here, because the worst case scenario would be to have this search warrant executed and find really nothing.
I think we can say with probably great certainty, without really even having too many facts, that this wouldn't have been done on a whim. You don't raid a former president's house.
Agreed.
This decision would have had to have gone to the top of the Justice Department and
That's right.
Of the FBI.
Yep.
So you have Director Wray, who was appointed by Donald Trump, who would have weighed in on this, as well as Merrick Garland. There is some reporting that's coming out now that the FBI had been meeting with some of the lawyers at Mar-a-Lago, and they had in fact showed the FBI some documents. So the FBI may have had verifiable information to take to court to say, hey, we want to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, the consequences of this are huge. When I say I'm sad about this is that I personally don't even think the man should have been the president on January 20th. And had he not been the president and taken these boxes with him, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I do think it's a sticky situation that we find ourselves investigating former presidents. But boy, if one has earned a thorough look over, it's been this one. After two impeachments, an insurrection, and so many other details that just continue to come out. Hard to feel sympathy for the man. I'm with you. There better be a silver bullet here, or that we've started something huge.
The last thing you want to do is have a politicized Justice Department. I'm not saying that's what this is, but if you set this precedent, and this if this is nothing else, it's a precedent. The FBI is investigating a former president to the extent of executing a search warrant on their private residence. And, you know, that precedentially is a concern for me, because what's to stop another Justice Department at some point? Now, if what we've learned through all of this is that something really bad has happened, then it was entirely justified. But it's going to be months, if not years, I think, before we actually
remember.
And we may never know.
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago that Rudy Giuliani was raided, and we don't really know anymore on that. Having said that, a lot of people around the former president have been raided, some of them while he was in the White House.
Michael Cohen.
Yeah, he tries to make this some type of conspiracy, but some problems around him have been existent since he started as president of the United States. Obviously, the Biden administration is going to take the brunt of this. But from my understanding, having visited with a lawyer, the same one you talked to, as well as reading, Biden was completely unaware of this and procedurally should have been unaware of it. So there's no doubt about it that we are heading towards a couple of weeks of months of some really hostile political interaction in this country. This is in the lead up to the November primary.
And the January 6th commission is still fully engaged. They're coming back in the fall.
But is there much that I could tell you about Donald Trump that you just wouldn't believe? That probably sounds right. He took 15 boxes of classified information out of the White House. Probably right.
Yeah.
He had sex with a former Playboy mistress, while his wife was breastfeeding in the other room. Probably right.
Well, I don't know that she was in the other room.
Well, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You need to be precise
here, Mike.
I think there's just anything that's said about this guy, you can almost believe it, because first, here's the pattern, right? Immediately, this is a witch hunt. Then it's going to be, it wasn't me who did it, it was Antifa who put it in the house. Then it's going to be, well, maybe it was true, but it wasn't illegal. And then it's going to be, we need to stand up and beat these Democrats. I mean, this has been a pattern for 5 years. And I'm just thrilled to see the justice is finally working, if that's the case. If it's not the case, I worry about the exercise this country is about to go through.
This is an interesting angle. I'm just curious. How much of a distraction is this from the fact that Joe Biden just passed this plan in Congress? You don't see the timing of this as a bit unfortunate politically?
Well, maybe, how about the fact that he got the second most wanted terrorists on the planet
right.
in a week? You know, look, the news happens fast and quick these days. And I think it further speaks to the fact that this isn't politically orchestrated. This is being done. I can say with almost 100% certainty.
I agree with that.
That Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland had, they not only dotted the I's and crossed the T's, they probably went back and proofread this thing a million times.
And that's what gives me pause here, because you wouldn't do this, you know, and these are both career, you know, whatever you may think of Chris Wray and Merrick Garland, they're both career believers in the system of justice that we have. Garland, a former judge, Ray in law enforcement his whole life. So they're not going to do something like this lightly, and they would have to have, I would assume, overwhelming confidence that they're doing the right thing. So it's a significant day in American history. There's no question about
that. We're going to keep our eyes on it, but we're also going to try to do what we do on late night, which is to lighten it up a little bit. We do politics so often.
We really don't
so
talk
often.
Much politics here, but this story we couldn't ignore.
It's unprecedented right. what we're living through. Hey, when we come back, we've got our sports and NFL insider, John Hancock Jr., joins us from the Second City just after this on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Ah, yes, it's Hancock and Kelly on a Monday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. We go to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by our sports and NFL insider. He's none other than John Hancock Jr. Jr., how are you, buddy?
Live from the Windy City. I'm doing good. Michael, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yesterday, I saw that it was 98 degrees here, and it was like 99 in Chicago. How often does that happen, right?
Yeah, no, not too often. It was a hot weekend, but, you know, we had some rain sweep through today, looking at the 70s, 60s rest of the week. I'll take it.
How the weekend treat you?
Weekend treated me well, you know, went out in River North and, you know, no issues with safety, so
yeah, well, no complaints. That's winning these days in an urban city anymore. We have that same issue in St. Louis. But, hey, speaking of St. Louis, we had your baby Bears came down from Chicago. Yeah. We swept them. And then the Bronx Bombers showed up and we swept them. Junior, your take on this series of games, the Cardinals just playing out of their head, aren't they?
Oh, it's been absolutely incredible. And, you know, my biggest takeaway from the game yesterday was, I think it was the sixth inning. They had scored a couple runs. We had the ump helping us out behind the plate with a couple strikeouts. But DeJong gets up there, hits a double, and Nootbaar, when he scores, he gave a fist pump. He felt like it was a playoff game. That kind of intensity and passion in an August game, you know, I think it's a good sign for things to come. Brewers look like they're falling apart. Yeah. So hopefully we can get into good form and make some noise.
Well, this may be somewhat controversial to say on the voice of the Cardinals, but boy, that Yankee uniform is one cool looking uniform to see on those players. They just look bigger in it. And watching this, particularly Sunday's game, it felt like like you said, a playoff or a World Series atmosphere. And how about those two new pitchers we've got? They've earned their keep so far, haven't they?
Yeah, Quintana, you know, he went out there. He was the bigger name that we got. And then, you know, Jordan, the guy from the Yankees, goes out five innings scoreless against his former team. It was a good showing. And Gallego shut the door on him in that 1-0 game.
And now the Cardinals move a little west out to the Rocky Mountain High of Colorado. Your take on the upcoming series?
Yeah, Colorado, Arenado homecoming. You know, I'm expecting him to keep it up. He's putting together his own MVP case slowly but surely to back up Goldschmidt. I think we stay in good form. And then a huge series this weekend. The Brewers come to St. Louis. If we can get one more sweep there, you know, I'll be feeling very good about the Central.
Well, that's our baseball talk for this week, folks. But as you know, we all come here to hear the wisdom and input of our NFL insider. Training camps have opened across the country. Pro football teams in the National Football League have come to the gridiron to engage in a manly contest. And it's all about to start. The Hall of Fame games just around the corner. Hall of Fame induction took place last weekend. Our own Dick Vermeil entering the National Football League Hall of Fame. And I thought we'd play a little game, John, our NFL insider. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw out some names of some players. Some of them have moved along in the offseason. Others are entering a time of curiosity in their careers. I want to know whether they are a pick or a pan for our NFL insider. Are you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
This is going to be fun.
Let's start with Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, I'm going to do a pick there. He's reunited with Derek Carr. They were teammates at Fresno State, and they led Division I teammates in most touchdowns between the two of them together in those 2 years. I think he's going to have a big year with the Raiders, and I think the Raiders are going to surprise some people in the AFC West.
Devontae Adams is a pick from our NFL insider. A quarterback, noted quarterback, who moved along during this offseason is Russell Wilson. Pick or pan?
I'm going to go pan with Russell Wilson.
Whoa.
Not that he's going to have a bad year, but I think after Brady and Stafford, you know, changed teams and immediately won Super Bowls, there's a lot of undue expectations on Russell. He's got a first-year head coach in Denver, and he doesn't have DK Metcalf or either a Tyler Lockett like he had in Seattle. I think the Broncos are going to be struggling in that division.
All right. That doesn't bode well. So where's Drew Lock these days? Is he still in Denver?
He's in Seattle. Oh, now he's part of that trade.
Okay. Well, good for him.
QB1 for the time being.
So out your way, we know that the Chicago fans are passionate about their really bad football there. How about the quarterback in Chicago, Justin Fields?
Yeah, it's – got to be a pan. He had, you know, 7 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year.
Oh.
Ohio State hasn't produced a quality NFL quarterback for as long as I can remember. I think he's honestly more of a game manager type, and he doesn't have the talent and wide receiver around him with the Bears to make some noise with that team.
Quarterback that started to come out into his own a little bit last season, Justin Herbert.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to pan Justin Herbert.
Whoa!
He's got so much hype around this guy. Yeah, hasn't made the playoffs yet. You know, couldn't get past Derek Carr, who doesn't get any of the accolades that Justin Herbert gets. I honestly think the Chargers will be looking at fourth place, basement dwelling in the AFC West this year.
Wow.
And I don't know how much of that's going to be on Herbert, but he's the face of the team. I'm panning Herbert, panning the Chargers.
I've always pronounced it Hubert.
Well, there was a Bobby Hebert that was a quarterback, but this is Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's same spelling. So I will give you that, big
thank
boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very interested. A very talented player, was unhappy in San Francisco. What do we make of Deebo Samuel coming into the 2022 season?
Yeah, so he got his contract extension, 3 years, $72 million. I think I'm a pick on Deebo. I think he's going to have another strong year. He's going to have to be a workhorse to lead the offense, backfield or lining up at receiver. I'm picking Deebo, even though there might be some regression with the stats.
Here's a quarterback that moved along. He had a high draft choice of the Cleveland Browns back in the day.
This is going to be a pan.
Baker Mayfield.
So this is all I got to tell you about Baker Mayfield. Matt Rhule is coaching for his job in Carolina. If he doesn't have a good season, he's out. He knows he's out. He doesn't have the time to be wasting these practices, these first team snaps. And he still hasn't named a starter. That means it's a real competition between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and that tells you all you need to know. Next.
A fraud, one might say. He's a fraud.
Well, let's turn our attention to the, I believe he's the reigning MVP, Aaron Rodgers, back with the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, yeah, so, did you see he was saying that ayahuasca was a very important tool for him. He's a whack job. And I'm going to pay it Aaron Rodgers. I get he's the back-to-back MVP, but there's no Devontae Adams. Alan Lazard's his best receiver, and I don't know how much he can do by himself there. I honestly think Kevin O'Connell, new coach of the Vikings, and Kirk Cousins are going to dethrone Rodgers and the Packers this year.
Curious what you think about the now moved along Tyreek Hill, that wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, who had such good years with Patrick Mahomes, and he's in a new home.
Yeah, he's down in Miami, and he's definitely a pick for me. He's been sharp in practice, you know, one of the best deep threats in the league the past few seasons. And Tua, his quarterback, has been looking good in practice. Obviously, that doesn't mean anything until we get to the regular season, but I think you put Tyreek Hill up there with Jalen Waddle, their other talented young receiver. I think Tyreek's going to lead a high-flying Miami offense to the playoffs.
How awesome would that be?
A Miami Dolphin playoff. That's a bold prediction. All right, and we can't let you go without talking about that young man that came out of retirement in the offseason, Tom Brady.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick Tom Brady only because anyone who's ever gone against him has ended up regretting it. But I'm not high on the Bucs this year. There's no Gronk. You know, Brady and Sean Payton had that coup planned in Miami to both head down there, play for the Dolphins. Their owner just got fined $1.5 million for it. I think that speaks a lot. If he thought that Tampa was his best place to win ring number 8, he would not have been exploring other options like that.
Well, folks, there you have it. Our weekly visit, or semi-weekly visit, because when there's Cardinal baseball, we're not here. But when there's not Cardinal baseball, you can count on our NFL insider, John Hancock. John, thank you so much for your time, and have yourself a productive week.
Yep, take care.
And when we come back...
I love our segments with him. Oh, yeah. I love them.
Oh, he's the best. When we come back, we're going to talk a little St. Louis history, all of these attempts to make St. Louis great again. We'll visit about that and see if there's any hope for the future. That's next, right here.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
You're pointing at me.
Yeah, you're going to start this.
You want me to talk?
I want you to talk.
Welcome back. It's Hancock and Kelly. It's 8:34 here in downtown St. Louis.
Hey, we got a big show coming up, too.
Aren't we supposed to have some torrential downpour or something tonight? It's not raining.
Huh. I mean, don't jinx this. I'll remind you that it was a Monday night 2 weeks ago, yeah. that we walked out of here not hearing about any storms.
Yeah.
And woke up to the most
morning,
rain.
The whole place was flooded.
In the history of St. Louis yeah. by 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So yeah. who knows?
Well,
climate
luck,
change, pal.
It'll start raining about the time I leave here. I was going to say one Memorial Drive, but those days are long gone.
Yeah.
Speaking of long gone, the city of St. Louis, and we talk about it all the time, the difficulty that we're having here. You don't see a lot of foot traffic during the day downtown. It's not like so many other cities where they're vibrant and alive. They're not seeing a ton of businesses move into this town. Crime is a problem, clearly. And, you know, and St. Louis was once one of the greatest cities in this country and one of the largest cities in this country. And there have been so many efforts over the years to kind of pump and rejuvenate St. Louis, going all the way back to the Arch in the 1960s. And, you know, we built a brand new baseball stadium in 1966 downtown. And then we brought the football team here in 1960, the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, there's so many efforts after time. In the 70s, we reopened and revitalized Union Station.
St. Louis Center, Union Station came back. Then we lost the football Cardinals, and we brought a dome in, and we got the state to help us bring in the L.A. Rams. And then we got a bunch of tax dollars to incentivize to build Washington Avenue,
yeah.
which has since deteriorated.
It has.
We've now reinvested in the Arch again to make it put the cap on the highway.
Arch to Park.
Yeah, the Arch to Park situation that's come up. Now we've got a soccer stadium on the way.
Bob O'Loughlin's done
Union
at Union Station.
Station and the Ferris wheel. So many good people trying to do good things for St. Louis. And you know what the problem is St. Louis can't get out of its own way.
It hasn't worked.
Yeah, it hasn't worked. And, I would give you a couple of reasons
that right.
beyond the obvious, which is crime.
Right.
And right now we have leaders who are choosing to put their hands over their eyes and pretend like we don't have a crime problem. They're ignoring it.
Even saying that it's getting better.
Yeah, arguing that it's getting better. Nobody believes that. There's a sense of lawlessness in this town. But let's set aside crime for a moment. I think if you go back to it, John, I think it comes to a structural problem that we have in this region.
I agree with that.
Which is several fold, from a governmental standpoint and an infrastructure standpoint. From a governmental standpoint, we're still an isolated island when many of the same cities like us, Baltimore, Louisville, Indianapolis, all along the Mason-Dixon line, all used to be cities out, you know, a county separate from another county.
Right.
We have regional governance, which is not working. We have a county that is incentivized to do its own thing and not help the city. We have a city that often wants to, you know, do its own thing and not include the county. It's completely structurally messed up from a governing standpoint.
And we've got a mayoral system in the city of St. Louis that dates back to the Civil War that our mayor really doesn't have that much power.
Well, that's good because she's not doing much.
Well, I mean, this mayor, but, you know, when you've got this very antiquated system called the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. It's the mayor, the president of the Board of Aldermen, he's going to jail, and the comptroller. And the three of them basically are like a three-headed monster that have to come together to make decisions for the city. That's no way to run a thriving metropolitan area. I mean, wouldn't work in any city in this country. You try to put a triumvirate in place like that. It's a bad model of governing, and we've never done anything about it.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it. Nobody else wants to admit it. We all tap dance around it. The airport is the biggest dragger on this region. We have an airport that was built for the 1960s. We haven't invested in it. We kept it going for the TWA age. The world's changed. We've had several opportunities to invest money into it. We've chosen not to do it. We're now a city that you can't get there from here.
And that is crippling economically, because how are you going to recruit businesses here if their executives and their important employees can't fly anywhere they need to get to?
Right. And then you throw in our highways, which are designed to get you away from here. Everything is designed to get you out of St. Louis as quickly as possible. And it's not easy to get into downtown, but it's sure easy to get out of here. and, as a result, we continue to have this dysfunction. We used to have a civic community that really spent a lot of time. A lot of people thought it was back rooms, smoke-filled rooms that were making tough decisions. At least they made decisions.
I like the smoke-filled rooms myself.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing wrong with them was all the smoke. But, I mean, having people that are in charge and making decisions who have the capacity, who have the resources, who have the interest of the region at heart, there's nothing wrong with that in having civic-minded leaders take charge. Our own Bob Hyland here at KMOX was a very important figure in moving St. Louis forward. Nobody elected him to that, but he filled that vacuum of leadership in this region, and others have. August Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the list is long.
Well, Andy Taylor's doing his best now as the company's the region's largest employer. I'll tell you, it sure feels, and boy, I hope I am wrong, but I spent a lot of time traveling in the early 2000s, and I spent a lot of time in Detroit, and that was right after Detroit hit rock bottom.
Yep.
They went bankrupt. The state took over Detroit.
Yep.
And they redid all the rules up there, made it easier for investment. They brought a true sense of law enforcement back to downtown Detroit. And the region started to cooperate. And Detroit, also at a time when they were losing the car industry,
yep,
is trying to reinvent itself and emerge.
And doing a good job.
But there's new governance that is allowing them to do it. And the state has realized that what happens to Detroit is just as important as what happens in Lansing or someplace you never heard of. And unfortunately, we're so polarized as a dumbbell in this state. We are the economic engine of this state. But when you go down to Jefferson City and you listen to that dialogue, we are not the economic engine. We are the enemy of the state. These aren't folks who are looking to work to help to make things better. So there's plenty of blame for all to go around. We're hard on the mayor. We're hard on the county executive. We're hard on the governor. We're hard on county members and board of aldermen people. We should be, because the only way I'm fearful that if we don't get going here soon, that the only way this is going to work is for us to zero it out.
Well, and you mentioned the airport, and you know, I've spent a lot of time studying the city of Atlanta. And Atlanta, you know, a generation ago was a nice city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some good companies there. Coca-Cola's down there. They had Southern Energy down there. But they, at that Hartsfield Airport, they turned that airport into a mega hub. And it has, and the other thing they've done brilliantly is the power company there, Georgia Southern,
right.
Southern Power. They go out on, so when you send the state's director of economic development to go talk to a business about relocating, they also send the power company.
Mm-hmm.
And they work out a deal.
Of cheap energy.
And yes. And they incent these companies to go there, and they have. And Atlanta is absolutely booming. You can't drive in Atlanta now.
And that airport is paid for by the counties and the cities.
Right.
This airport we have right here is paid for by one entity and one entity alone. Is the city of St. Louis. Now, they also don't want to relinquish any of the pieces of it to make others participate in it, and it is costing us dearly. I love this place. I'm going to die here. You're going to die here. We're both going to,
maybe,
you know,
pretty soon.
Yeah, well, especially if the lawlessness continues.
Right.
So, you know, being critical of one's own family is accepted as long as we're all pushing and pulling in the right direction. And right now, John, I don't.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best.
We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
You're pointing at me.
Yeah, you're going to start this.
You want me to talk?
I want you to talk.
Welcome back. It's Hancock and Kelly. It's 8:34 here in downtown St. Louis.
Hey, we got a big show coming up,
aren't
too.
Aren't we supposed to have some torrential downpour or something tonight? It's not raining.
Huh. I mean, don't jinx us. I'll remind you that it was a Monday night two weeks ago yeah. That we walked out of here not hearing about any storms.
Yeah.
And woke up to the
next
most
morning,
rain.
The whole place was flooded.
In the history of St. Louis by 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Well,
climate change, pal.
It'll start raining about the time I leave here. I was going to say one Memorial Drive, but those days are long gone.
Yeah.
Speaking of long gone. The city of St. Louis, and we talk about it all the time, the difficulty that we're having here. You don't see a lot of foot traffic during the day downtown. It's not like so many other cities where they're vibrant and alive. They're not seeing a ton of businesses move into this town. Crime is a problem, clearly. And, and St. Louis was once one of the greatest cities in this country and one of the largest cities in this country. And there have been so many efforts over the years to kind of pump and rejuvenate St. Louis, going all the way
arch.
Back to the Arch in the 1960s. And, we built a brand-new baseball stadium in 1966 downtown. And then we brought the football team here in 1960, the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, there's so many efforts after time. In the 70s, we reopened and revitalized Union Station.
St. Louis Center, Union Station came back. Then we lost the football Cardinals, and we brought a dome in, and we got the state to help us bring in the L.A. Rams. And then we got a bunch of tax dollars to incentivize to build Washington Avenue, which has since deteriorated.
It has.
We've now reinvested in the Arch again to make it put the cap on the highway.
Arch to Park.
Yeah, the Arch to Park situation that's come up. Now we've got a soccer stadium on the way.
Bob O'Loughlin's done
Union
at Union
Station. And the Ferris wheel. So many good people trying to do good things for St. Louis. And you know what the problem is? Is St. Louis can't get out of its own way.
It hasn't worked.
Yeah, it hasn't worked. And, I would give you a couple of reasons
that
beyond the obvious, which is crime.
Right.
And right now we have leaders who are choosing to put their hands over their eyes and pretend like we don't have a crime problem. They're ignoring it.
Even saying that it's getting better.
Yeah, arguing that it's getting better. Nobody believes that. There's a sense of lawlessness in this town. But let's set aside crime for a moment. I think if you go back to it, John, I think it comes to a structural problem that we have in this region.
I agree with that.
Which is several fold, from a governmental standpoint and an infrastructure standpoint. From a governmental standpoint, we're still an isolated island when many of the same cities like us, Baltimore, Louisville, Indianapolis, all along the Mason-Dixon line, all used to be cities out, you know, the separate a county, separate from another county.
Right.
We have regional governance, which is not working. We have a county that is incentivized to do its own thing and not help the city. We have a city that often wants to, you know, do its own thing and not include the county. It's completely structurally messed up from a governing standpoint.
And we've got a mayoral system in the city of St. Louis that dates back to the Civil War that our mayor really doesn't have that much power.
Well, that's good because she's not doing much.
Well, I mean, this mayor, but, you know, when you've got this very antiquated system called the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. It's the mayor, the president of the Board of Aldermen, he's going to jail, and the comptroller. And they, the three of them, basically are like a three-headed monster that have to come together to make decisions for the city. That's no way to run a thriving metropolitan area. I mean, that wouldn't work in any city in this country. You try to put a triumvirate in place like that. It's just it's a bad model of governing, and we've never done anything about it.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it. Nobody else wants to admit it. We all tap dance around it. The airport is the biggest dragger on this region. We have an airport that was built for the 1960s. We haven't invested in it. We kept it going for the TWA age. The world's changed. We've had several opportunities to invest money into it. We've chosen not to do it. We're now a city that you can't get there from here.
And that is crippling economically, because how are you going to recruit businesses here if their executives and their important employees can't fly anywhere they need to get to?
Right. And then you throw in our highways, which are designed to get you away from here. Everything is designed to get you out of St. Louis as quickly as possible. And it's not easy to get into downtown, but it's sure easy to get out of here. And, you know, as a result, we continue to have this dysfunction. We used to have a civic community that really spent a lot of time. A lot of people thought it was back rooms, smoke-filled rooms that were making tough decisions. At least they made decisions.
I like the smoke-filled rooms myself.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing wrong with them was all the smoke. But, I mean, having people that are in charge and making decisions who have the capacity, who have the resources, who have the interest of the region at heart, there's nothing wrong with that. And having civic-minded leaders take charge. Our own Bob Hyland here at KMOX was a very important figure in moving St. Louis forward. Nobody elected him to that, but he filled that vacuum of leadership in this region, and others have. August Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the list is long.
Well, Andy Taylor's doing his best now as the world the company's the region's largest employer. I'll tell you, it sure feels, and boy, I hope I am wrong, but I spent a lot of time traveling in the early 2000s. And I spent a lot of time in Detroit, and that was right after Detroit hit rock bottom.
Yep.
They went bankrupt. The state took over Detroit,
yep.
And they redid all the rules up there, made it easier for investment. They brought a true sense of law enforcement back to downtown Detroit, and the region started to cooperate. And Detroit, also at a time when they were losing the car industry,
yep.
Is trying to reinvent itself and emerge.
And they're doing a good job.
But there's new governance that is allowing them to do it. And the state has realized that what happens to Detroit is just as important as what happens in Lansing or someplace you never heard of. And unfortunately, we're so polarized as a dumbbell in this state. We are the economic engine of this state. But when you go down to Jefferson City and you listen to that dialogue, we are not the economic engine. We are the enemy of the state. These aren't folks who are looking to work to help to make things better. So there's plenty of blame for all to go around. We're hard on the mayor. We're hard on the county executive. We're hard on the governor. We're hard on county members and board of aldermen people. We should be, because the only way I'm fearful that if we don't get going here soon, that the only way this is going to work is for us to zero it out.
Well, and you mentioned the airport. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time studying the city of Atlanta. And Atlanta, you know, a generation ago was a nice city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some good companies there. Coca-Cola's down there. They had Southern Energy down there. But they, at that Hartsfield Airport, they turned that airport into a mega hub. And it has... And the other thing they've done brilliantly is the power company there, Georgia Southern,
right.
Southern Power. They go out on... So when you send the state's director of economic development to go talk to a business about relocating, they also send the power company.
Mm-hmm.
And they work out a deal.
Of cheap energy.
And yes. And they incent these companies to go there, and they have. And Atlanta is absolutely booming. You can't drive in Atlanta now.
And that airport is paid for by the counties and the cities.
Right.
This airport we have right here is paid for by one entity and one entity alone. Is the city of St. Louis. Now, they also don't want to relinquish any of the pieces of it to make others participate in it, and it is costing us dearly. I love this place. I'm going to die here. You're going to die here. We're both going to...
Maybe
you know,
pretty soon.
Yeah, well, especially if the lawlessness continues.
Right.
So, you know, being critical of one's own family is accepted as long as we're all pushing and pulling in the right direction. And right now, John, I don't see much but... standard running to stand still. We're not changing the narrative in this region.
And I think we've demonstrated over the course of the last 60 years that the next new thing is not going to fix St. Louis.
No.
It's going to take major structural change to do so. Well, I don't know if you all listened to the show today.
The show?
Yes. That's a show. It's on the air here.
Oh.
And you got Ranji and Kevin Wheeler and what's her name?
Yeah.
And so, but they're doing a retro 1980s thing.
Uh-huh.
And it got me to thinking, you know, there's a lot of these entertainment types have gotten into politics lately.
Right.
You know, there's a guy that was on The Apprentice.
Yeah, and he became a president.
He did.
But he also a prisoner.
One of my childhood celebrities is running for a mayor in California.
Who could it be?
We'll find out.
And welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. We're here every Monday. The Cardinals aren't from 8 to 10 o'clock. Hope you'll continue to listen and join us in the future. And John, boy, lots of people died today.
Yeah.
David McCullough.
Great biographer. He had written the really definitive biography of John Adams. And, you know, that was 20 years ago that that book came out.
Truman, too.
He wrote a Truman book 30 years ago. And just a great, great biographer. And, you know, I feel like we're losing some of our greatest historians. And historians are so important to a culture to kind of understand where we've been. And how it predicts perhaps where we're headed, you know, and you hate to see these folks go, but you know,
new ones are popping up. Charlie Brennan, I think, is a St. Louis historian.
Oh, no question
about it. You could be a historian.
I could be a historian.
Huh.
I've lived a lot of it.
Yeah.
And David McCullough died.
We also lost
Olivia Newton-John.
Right, from Greece.
Great actress.
Xanadu.
Singer. Yeah. There it is.
I got chills.
So were you into Olivia Newton-John back in the day?
Yeah. Well, I had five sisters. So you know that we had to watch this movie like once a week.
Right.
And so I was a little guy, so I really wasn't into Olivia the way that I would be now watching her.
Right.
But I loved this show.
Now, had she been ill? Was she suffering?
She had breast cancer. She had been battling for about a decade. I saw a post from her daughter about 3 days ago. This is all coming out now, saying that, you know, my mom's my hero, and we all had no idea, right?
Yeah.
What we were going to later learn.
Yeah. So there it is. And if only we knew somebody that would have experienced Olivia Newton-John, we'd have them on the air with us. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait. We do know somebody who knows Olivia.
Well, I don't know if for sure, but let me say this. I will say this definitively. If anybody at KMOX had an encounter with Olivia Newton-John, it could only be Sean Michael Lyle.
Exactly.
And he's going to join us after the news at the top of the hour. So We'll check in with Shawn Michael and see if there might not be an Olivia Newton-John story.
I'm pretty confident you can bring up almost anybody.
It's incredible.
And, you know, I've resisted bringing up Charles Manson because I thought, well, maybe Shawn Michael ran into him when he was in the Valley
sometime.
Well, he was
down in California.
Yeah, exactly. He may have ran into him. But hopefully he had an encounter with Olivia Newton-John that he could tell us about.
Well, we will find out about that.
Did you like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
And, you know, not a big fan.
Yeah.
You know, I was not really into theater in high school,
right.
That sort of thing.
Georgianne never made you dress up as Danny. Was it Danny Zuko?
Is that his name? I don't know what his name is. But I liked Olivia Newton-John. I thought she was, you know, quite talented. And you know, it's a sad day that she's left us. And it got me to thinking. You go back to the '70s and you think about all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who's running for mayor of Ojai, California?
I have no clue.
Let's see if let's quiz PJ over here. PJ, Matt Pajeski.
PJ's not even going to know a show from the '70s.
Young Matt Pajeski.
Yeah.
So, are you acquainted with the television show Happy Days?
I know about it. Yeah.
All right. So you know that the kind of the star of the show was the Fonz.
Yeah. Right?
Henry Winkler,
played by Henry Winkler. And you had the father, played by Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley.
Yes, and the mother, played by
no idea
somebody else. And
Richie Cunningham.
Played by?
Howard.
Ron Howard.
Who's by one of the greatest directors in the country right
he's
now.
He's a big deal in Hollywood, Ron Howard. Yeah. And so and you had the guys, and it was Fonzie and their other buddy, Potsy.
Ralph, played
by Donnie Most.
Uh-huh.
And then Potsy. Potsy played by Anson Williams. That's a name that's probably unknown to you, PJ.
Correct. Yeah.
Kind of the good-looking yes man of the group.
He was, Potsy, uh-huh. And Anson Williams. And Anson Williams, learned the other day, is running for mayor of Ojai, California.
Ojai?
O-J-A-I, Ojai.
I never heard of it.
You've never heard of Ojai?
No, but a friend of ours told us that that's a really cool community.
It is. Yeah. It's a very cool community.
You've been there.
I've not been to Ojai, okay, but I know about Ojai. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Ohio, which is considerably to the east of Ojai, California.
Right. Yeah, considerably.
And but so
or Ojai, you know, like hey, it's legal. Bad joke.
Yeah, that was not good.
Bad joke, PJ.
So we'll see. I guess the election's in November, and so Potsy may become the next mayor of Ojai. And that Clint Eastwood, you know, was a mayor in California for
right.
a while. So a lot of these actors.
Can you imagine? Now you're Potsy. Everybody knows you as Potsy, yeah. Right? Because he had to have been typecasted, right?
I can't remember another thing Anson Williams was in. I'm
right.
sure he was in other things, but I can't remember one.
It's like Beaver. Leave it to Beaver. You know, you can't see Walter or
Jerry Mathers
being anything other than.
By the way,
the Beef.
Eddie just died. Eddie Haskell
passed
away.
Yeah.
Ken Osman.
Did your mother ever call you a little Eddie Haskell?
No.
I would get that all the time.
Well,
you're
I
just
can
a
see
little
it.
Eddie Haskell, aren't
totally,
you?
I can totally see it. No, that was never my...
I was like, oh, is he good looking?
Not particularly. But he was... we digress. But Potsy, running for mayor of Ojai, California. And I wonder, you know, we've got some celebrities in this town.
Right.
You're thinking about John Goodman.
Yeah.
You know, he could run for something.
John Hamm.
Well, he doesn't live here anymore.
Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah. We've got the gal from
The Office.
What's
don't
her
name? Don't know her name.
Yeah, you know what her name
Jenna
is.
Jenna Fisher.
Was in The Office. And also in The Office, Ellie Kemper was in that show.
Right.
Also from St. Louis. So we've got all these great celebrities in town. None of whom...
One of the Butts kids is an actor.
Oh, Norbert Leo Butts. Very prominent Broadway actor.
Kevin Kline.
In fact, Norbert Leo Butts, for one or maybe 2 years, taught the theater class at Westminster Christian Academy.
Really?
My daughter.
That's where your kids went.
My daughter was in a show that was directed by Norbert Leo Butts. How cool is that?
Yeah, because he's a big time Broadway dude now. Yeah,
huge.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely huge.
Huh.
So, but none of these
Nelly?
Famous people. Nelly
could be mayor.
What's Nelly's real name? He's got
Cornell Williams.
Cornell Irel Haynes Jr.
Cornell Isle Haynes.
Irel.
His niece went to Westminster. I used to see Nelly at the parent nights. Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
Interesting.
It is interesting, Michael. So next hour, we are going to be joined in our regular visit with Shawn Michael Lyle, who may be the most fascinating man in the world.
If you've not heard a Shawn Michael Lyle segment that we've done here on Monday nights,
absolutely electric.
We've made it a recurring thing because
it's electric.
It's unbelievable. We have no idea what's going to come out of this.
Electricity in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that. We've got Braxton Payne with What's Trending. My power was out tonight. We're going to talk about the power grid.
And you know what this week is?
Very concerning.
The Field of Dreams.
What?
The Field of Dreams is going on in Iowa later this week.
Oh, good for it.
Why is the Cardinals playing in that?
I don't know. We got to step aside. The news is next.
And welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. We're here every Monday. The Cardinals aren't from 8 to 10 o'clock. Hope you'll continue to listen and join us in the future. And, John, boy, lots of people died today.
Yeah.
David McCullough.
Great biographer. He had written the really definitive biography of John Adams. And, you know, that was 20 years ago that,
right,
that book came out.
Truman, too.
He wrote a Truman book 30 years ago. And just a great, great biographer. And, you know, we're kind of, I feel like we're losing some of our greatest historians. And historians are so important to a culture to kind of understand where we've been and how it predicts perhaps where we're headed, you know. And you hate to see these folks go. But, you know,
new ones are popping up. Charlie Brennan, I think, is a St. Louis historian.
Oh, no question
about it. You could be a historian.
I could be a historian.
Huh.
Lived a lot of it.
Yeah.
And David McCullough died.
We also lost
Olivia Newton-John.
Right, from Greece.
Great actress.
Xanadu.
Singer. Yeah. There it is.
I got chills.
So were you into Olivia Newton-John back in the day?
Yeah. Well, I had five sisters. So you know that we had to watch this movie like once a week.
Right.
And so I was a little guy, so I really wasn't into Olivia the way that I would be now watching her.
Right.
But I loved this show.
Now, had she been ill? Was she suffering?
She had breast cancer.
That's
she had been
thought,
battling
yeah.
for about a decade.
I saw
a post from her daughter about 3 days ago. This is all coming out now,
sure,
saying that, you know, my mom's my hero, and we all had no idea, right,
yeah,
what we were going to later learn.
Yeah. So there it is. And if only we knew somebody that would have experienced Olivia Newton-John. Hmm. We'd have them on the air with us. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait. We do know somebody who knows Olivia Newton.
Well, I don't know if for sure, but let me say this. I will say this definitively. If anybody at KMOX had an encounter with Olivia Newton-John, it could only be Shawn Michael Lyle.
Exactly.
And he's going to join us after the news at the top of the hour, so we'll... Oh. We'll check in with Shawn Michael and see if there might not be an Olivia Newton-John story.
I'm pretty confident you can bring up almost anybody.
It's incredible.
And, you know, I've resisted bringing up Charles Manson because I thought, well, maybe Shawn Michael ran into him when he was in the valley
sometime.
He was
down in California.
Yeah, exactly. He may have ran into him. But hopefully he had an encounter with Olivia Newton-John that he could tell us about.
Well, we will find out about that.
Did you like Grease?
Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, not a big fan.
Yeah.
You know, I was not really into theater in high school,
right,
that sort of thing.
George Ann never made you dress up as Danny. Was
she
it Danny
not.
Zuko?
She
is that
did
his
not.
Name?
I don't know what his name is. But I liked Olivia Newton-John. I thought she was, you know, quite talented. And, you know, it's a sad day that she's left us. And it got me to thinking, you go back to the 70s and you think about all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who's running for mayor of Ojai, California?
I have no clue.
Let's see if let's quiz Peach over here. PJ Matt Pajeski.
PJ's not even going to know a show from the 70s.
Young Matt Pajeski.
Yeah.
So are you acquainted with the television show Happy Days?
I know about it, yeah.
All right. So you know that the kind of the star of the show was the Fonz.
Yeah. Right?
Henry Winkler.
Played by Henry Winkler. And you had the father, played by Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley.
Yes. And then the mother, played by
no idea.
Somebody else. And
Richie Cunningham.
Played by?
Howard.
Ron Howard.
Who's one of the greatest directors in the country right
he's
now.
He's a big deal in Hollywood, Ron Howard. Yeah. And so and he had the guys, and it was Fonzie and their other buddy, Potsy.
Ralph.
Played by Donnie Most.
Uh-huh.
And then Potsy. Potsy played by Anson Williams. That's a name that's probably unknown to you, PJ.
Correct. Yeah. Kind of the good-looking yes man of the group.
He was, Potsy, and Anson Williams. And Anson Williams, learned the other day, is running for mayor of Ojai, California.
Ojai?
O-J-A-I, Ojai.
I never heard of it.
You've never heard of Ojai?
No, but a friend of ours told us that that's a really cool community.
It is. Yeah. It's a very cool community.
You've been there.
I've not been to Ojai, okay, but I know about Ojai. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Ohio, which is considerably to the east of Ojai, California.
Right. Yeah, considerably.
And but so
or Ojai, you know, like, hey, it's legal. Bad joke.
Yeah, that was not good.
Bad
so,
joke, PJ.
So we'll see. I guess the election's in November, and so Potsy may become the next mayor of Ojai. And Clint Eastwood, you know, was a mayor in California for a while. So a lot of these actors.
Could you imagine? Now you're Potsy. Everybody knows you as Potsy, right? Because he had to have been typecasted, right?
I can't remember another thing Anson Williams was in. I'm sure he was in other things, but I can't remember one.
It's like Beaver. Leave it to Beaver. You know, you can't see Walter or
Jerry Mathers
being anything other than.
By the way,
the Beef.
Eddie just died. Eddie Haskell
passed
away.
Yeah.
Ken Osman.
Did your mother ever call you a little Eddie Haskell?
No.
I would get that all the time.
Well,
you're
I
just
can
a little
see
Eddie Haskell, aren't
totally,
you?
I can totally see it. No, that was never my...
I was like, oh, is he good looking?
Not particularly. But he was... we digress. But Potsy, running for mayor of Ojai, California. And I wonder... You know, we've got some celebrities in this town.
Right.
You're thinking about John Goodman.
Yeah.
You know, he could run for something.
John Hamm.
John Hamm. Well, he doesn't live here anymore.
Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown. Yeah. We've got the gal from
The Office.
The Office. What's
don't
her,
know her name.
Yeah, you know what her name
Jenna
is.
Jenna Fisher.
It's Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher.
Was in The Office. And also in The Office, Ellie Kemper was in that show.
Right.
Also from St. Louis.
Also from St. Louis.
So we've got all these great celebrities in town. None of
and
whom...
one of the Butts kids is an actor.
Oh, Norbert Leo Butts. Very prominent Broadway actor.
Kevin Klein.
In fact, Norbert Leo Butts, for one or maybe 2 years... taught the theater class at Westminster Christian Academy.
Really?
My daughter.
That's where your kids went.
My daughter was in a show that was directed by Norbert Leo Butts. How cool is that?
Yeah, because he's a big time Broadway dude now. Yeah,
huge.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely huge. Huh. So, but none of these famous people.
Nelly right could here. Be mayor.
What's Nelly's real name? He's got a. Is it,
Cornell Williams?
Cornell Irel Haynes Jr.
Cornell Isle Haynes?
Irel.
I-R-A-L. His niece went to Westminster. I used to see Nelly at the parent nights. Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
Interesting.
It is interesting, Michael. So, next hour, we are going to be joined in our regular visit with Shawn Michael Lyle, who may be the most fascinating man in the world.
If you've not heard a Shawn Michael Lyle segment that we've done here on Monday nights.
Absolutely electric.
We've made it a recurring thing because...
It's electric.
It's unbelievable. We have no idea what's going to come out of this.
Electricity in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that. We've got Braxton Payne with What's Trending. My power was out tonight. We're going to talk about the power grid.
And you know what this week is?
Very concerning.
The Field of Dreams.
What?
The Field of Dreams is going on in Iowa later this week.
Oh, good for it.
Why is the Cardinals playing in that?
I don't know. We got to step aside. The news is next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.